recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here is Father Timothy Furlow at St. Patrick's Church in Northwest Portland.
Last week, I preached a homily that had a very specific purpose behind it, but I've gotten some feedback for that homily, and it seems that the principal purpose of it was kind of lost in translation. So, A, the homily was very long. It was like 19 minutes long or something. So I was trying to lay out all the philosophical and theological and sociological underpinning of the point that I wanted to make, but it just kind of got lost in all of this. So the church has set up perfectly for me in the readings to clarify this week from St. Paul and from the gospel. So if you were to ask me, you know, what was that about? You know, what was that homily about? I would just say unity. That was it. It was just about having unity in the community. So St. Paul, you know, very beautifully writes, I recommend going back and reading it later, actually, to the Corinthians, that we are all different parts of the body. We're assigned to different things. We do different things. We have different functions. But the thing that makes us the body of Christ is being unified. You know, if your hand is separated from your body, it's not a part of your body anymore. It's just a hand lying there, and it's just not useful to you anymore. So it's only when we're together in the Holy Spirit that things work how they're supposed to. At this parish, we got a good thing going on here. We got a real good thing going on. That's the most common comment that I get from visitors. If they visit and they go to Mass and then they can find me, they're like, you got a good thing going on here. I said, I know. Like, I am very, very aware of that, and I'm very thankful. That's why all these Masses are being consolidated, so you can be a part of the community, like the good thing that we got going on. Everybody can see that, you know, and any person in the world can see that, human and angelic. They can see what's going on here, and that means Satan sees that. And he has a plan for us. And what I've determined as, you know, as the watchman, as the guy that is tasked by the church to evaluate threats coming at the parish, at the city, I've identified that he's just doing the same thing here that he's doing everywhere. And what he's doing in the world and in the church is just trying to get people worked up. Like, what about is almost beside the point. It's a rotating series of things. But he's trying to get us worked up. He's trying to get us angry. He's trying to get us outraged. He's trying to get us agitated. Because when you're agitated, you're off your game. You know, like if you like yell at your surgeon, you know, like say some really hurtful things. I don't know what it would get to your surgeon personally, you know, but if you could somehow do that. And then he goes right into the OR, you know, at bare min, hands are going to be shaking a little bit just from the adrenaline, right? And so we're off our game when we're outraged and when we're agitated. And that's what Satan wants to do. He sees what's going on here. He sees that we're doing a good job by the grace of God. That people walk through that door and they get healed of things. Things actually happen. Like, I've been a part of a lot of other parishes, you know, growing up. I mean, the only good thing that could have happened in my mind at Mass was if we left right after communion. You know, like, there we go. We're home a little bit faster. We get, you know, it's a win that day. Like, there was no concept of, like, God actually doing something to me or for me or in me. But that happens here. that frequently happens here, and I get to hear about it. That's why I always say I have a front row seat to the universe, because I get to see God just do stuff. He just does what he does best. He heals and he saves and he delivers. So Satan sees that and he wants to disrupt it through disunity, through division, diabolos, to pull apart. He can see the trajectory that we're on. And so can I. It's like looking at Mount Hood right now. It's like this big mountain off in the distance. Like you can tell what it is, but you know you're not there yet. And so in order for us to get there, we have to be unified. Because if you try to get up the mountain and have you're all lashed to each other and half of the people are going one way and half of the people are going the other way, you're just going to slide down the mountain, right? Like nobody's going anywhere. There has to be some agreement. So, you know, I say that to say, when this temptation happens, that's happening everywhere in the world and in the church, just recognize we're getting rickrolled by the prince of darkness. Like that's basically what's happening in my opinion. And it's like, does everybody know what rickrolled is? Rickrolled? No, it's like, it's one of the greatest things to ever happen on the internet, in my opinion. But it's like, you get like an email and it's like from, you know, Nothing Bundt Cakes. And it's like 10% off if you click this link. And so you click the link, and all of a sudden, Rick Astley's 80s pop hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, starts playing. Never gonna give you up, never gonna make you cry. You know that song from the 80s? And the video is there with it too. And like, you've been rickrolled. Like you thought you were going one way. You thought something was gonna happen and something totally different happened. And so from my perspective, that's what Satan is doing. He's like, click on this link of your outrage. You know, click on this link of your anger. That's going to fix whatever you're angry about. When really, it's a misdirect. It just totally directs us to like something completely and utterly different, which is a lack of interior peace. That's what he wants. He wants us agitated. He doesn't want us to have peace. My dad has a great way of putting it. He was at the 10 a.m. this morning. He has a lot of kind of sage things to say. But one of them is that if you have the peace of the Lord, your heart can remain at peace no matter what's going on around you. You think about that, that's a really profound thing. All hell can be breaking loose in the world and in the church, literally, the powers of hell. And there's a way to be totally calm and still interiorly, and that's where we hear the voice of God. But if that's all agitated, if the silt in the pond is all kicked up, it's not going to be clear. We're not going to be able to hear his voice or do what he wants. So I say that to say, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of this place. I'm just proud that we're doing a good job by the grace of God. And I want us to carry on that trajectory. That's why I'm, as the watchman, telling you what I perceive the enemy to be doing. I was on a call this last week. I got to be real careful how I say this. I was on a call that had hundreds of other people on it, like a Zoom call, and it had a lot of people from other Catholic places, and it was so traumatic that it ended with me alone in the pantry eating potato chips by myself, just like staring at the wall, like shell-shocked. And after I got enough of the chips into me, my principal thought was, I am so thankful for St. Patrick's. I'm so unbelievably thankful for this parish and the people that are in it. So I communicate that to you once again. Thank you for doing what the Lord wants us to do. We're doing good. We can get to the place we should be. Jesus stands up in the synagogue and he reads from the prophet Isaiah. And that portion that he reads from, it has to do with the Mashiach, the Messiah. So him getting up and reading that and saying, today this is fulfilled in your hearing, it's the same thing as him saying, I'm the Messiah. I'm the one that you've been waiting for. I am the solution to all of your problems. The whole purpose of all of this, recognizing what the enemy is doing and rejecting that spirit of anger, that spirit of division, it's very simply just so that the Messiah can be the Messiah here. That is our goal.
And that is Father Timothy Furlow at St. Patrick's Church in Northwest Portland with our homily highlight.